This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the entire nation feels at least some level of concern over the fact that the 79-year-old President of the United States, he's going to be 80 in November, by the way, that the President of the United States is suffering from COVID. Because COVID is a serious matter for somebody his age. But so are the general burdens of aging. And now there's an extraordinarily provocative, very well-written article that appeared in Esquire, The Case for Age Limits in American Politics. We've always had a minimum age to serve in Congress. How about a max? That's the question put by Jack Holmes, who is a senior staff writer at Esquire, where he covers politics and sports. He also hosts Useful Context, a video series. Mr. Holmes, Jack Holmes, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, did you arrange it specifically, did you, for the president to announce his COVID diagnosis on the same day that we were having you on the air?
It is. It's all part of the plan. But, no, you know, you could pretty much pick any day where there's some example of, you know, what people are starting to call the gerontocracy, where a lot of the leaders at the national level in both parties are of very advanced age. It's just sort of a fact of life in America now.
Well, you lead with the example of somebody that I like a lot. Actually, if you know him at all, he's a delightful individual, is Senator Charles Grassley, who is 88 years young, and he's running for another six-year term. Is that we got that right? And you make the case that there are many other forms of employment where there is a maximum age. If you're a pilot, you bring up the point that if you are in police departments, if you're out at the State Department, working in the State Department, they have a mandatory retirement. You suggest the mandatory retirement might be 80?
Yeah, and, you know, I was tempted to set it maybe even a little lower at 75. And, you know, it's not to say that it's impossible to do a competent job governing because, you know, I think I mentioned elsewhere in the column that, you know, Grassley has actually introduced a bill to take on monopolization in the meatpacking industry that's actually very well regarded by independent experts. It has some support across the aisle. But it's just a general trend of our elected representatives not representing the generationally, you know, the wide swath of Americans. The older Americans are just overrepresented. And I think it's skewed our national priorities. It's skewed how we talk about a lot of issues. You know, we still talk about anything that resembles a scandal, we call it something gate. And it seems to be this almost obsession with Watergate because that was sort of the landmark scandal in many, you know, for the baby boomer generation. You know, and the hope is that, you know, someday we can get a new, phrase to affix to our scandals and start to move on a little bit.
Yeah, part of that baby boomer fixation has to do with what people used to call the bulge in the python, that there are just so many more baby boomers than anybody else, even with those of us from the baby boom beginning to die off. It was just this huge bulge in the population created by the baby boom. And so that when we were in college, it was incredibly cool to be in college. When we were coming out of college and becoming yuppies, that became a thing. And now it's incredibly cool to be in board and care homes, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I tried to take pains in the article not to suggest that older Americans don't deserve representation. Of course, course they do. And as you say, you know, the baby boomer generation is a massive slice of the population and should be adequately represented. The hope is just that we shift a little bit so that they're still well represented, but not so disproportionately so, which, you know, I would argue, and I think many people in my generation feel that they just look at the senior leadership in Congress and in the White House and just feel that these people can't possibly be fully in touch with our experiences as younger generations because, you know, they spend most of their lives ordering from the Sears catalog, and that is sort of not even in our vocabulary.
No, I don't think they have the Sears catalog anymore.
I don't think they do, yeah.
Yeah, would you apply the same maximum age limit to members of the Supreme Court and members of the President's cabinet?
Yeah, I'd be open to that. You know, I'm more open to term limits than I have been previously. You know, I engage with that in the column that, you know, I'm not totally against the idea of term limits, except that it might not have the desired effect in that, you know, if you have term limited representatives, you actually have less experienced lawmakers, and that actually might give more influence to special interests and lobbyists because they become the constant force in policymaking on the Hill. And so there's value to having experienced legislators, but again, there just has to be, we've agreed for the entire history of this country that some people are too young to be in Congress. And I think if Chuck Grassley's 95 at the end of his next term, that's simply too old.
Well, what about the idea that an arbitrary limitation on someone's age is much less flexible and much less democratic than simply allowing voters to choose? I mean, there are certain people that, and this was a potential issue, as you know, in the Reagan-Mondale race, and 49 states chose Reagan, even though he was at the time on his way to being the oldest president. Of course, Trump has exceeded that, and Biden has exceeded that. Do you feel encouraged about the possibility of a Trump-Biden duel in the sun coming up for, there's another baby boomer reference for you, a duel in the sun coming up in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, that is the kind of thing that is proved so discouraging. It's that, you know, at a time when I think the country, I might be to the left of center, many of my conservative friends, one thing we agree on is that there's a real thirst for dynamism in our leadership and a feeling that this person is at an age where they've seen enough that they have experience, but they will see a lot of the future and sort of bear the consequences of their decisions firsthand. And I think people are crying out for that kind of thing, and somebody who maybe through that kind of vitality feels like something new, feels like something breaking through a lot of the gridlocked way that the gridlock that we've sort of become accustomed to. And I think it's demoralizing even, you know, in a vacuum. You know, you see President Biden, I don't agree with all the criticism of his time in office, but I think just as a visual experience, you know, he does not seem like he has the vitality. You know, he doesn't have to be JFK, but I think that we can demand a little more vitality and dynamism from our leaders, because we've seen, you know, I engaged with this also in the article, you know, we've seen that in other countries, when they allow their leadership to become a little bit sclerotic, I think it limits the potential and the trajectory of the nation over the longer term.
Well, feel encouraged by what's going on in Great Britain, because the two remaining contenders to be the next prime minister and leader of the Conservative Party are Liz Truss, who is 46, and Rishi Sunak, who is 42, I believe. And that's a parliamentary system, where basically the members of parliament choose their own leader. Jack Holmes, your column is provocative, it's important, and thank you for it. When we come back, how does this impact our coming political confrontations on the Medved Show? If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show. There's a great deal to unpack and to think about concerning this article by Jack Holmes, published in Esquire. It's called The Case for Age Limits in American Politics. We'll put that up in our newsletter, which is going out tomorrow. And by the way, everybody out there can get a free subscription to the newsletter. It costs you nothing. It costs you just a few clicks, and going to our website, michaelmedved.com, and then put yourself on the list for the newsletter, and you get movie reviews and a brand new column that I just finished about the ridiculous war on Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, is another guy who's, I think, almost indispensable right now. At least many of his fellow senators feel that way about him. And he's 82. He's up there. Nancy Pelosi is 82. And yes, we have a tremendously aged cohort in every phase of American government right now, but it's in elective office and generally not as elderly in appointive office. One of the questions that would have to be here is he suggests making an age limit of 80. So how would you deal with someone like Trump, who does seem to want to run for president this time? He would be 78, I believe, or 77 by the time he is a candidate for a second term. So he'd definitely be over 80 at the end of his next term, if he won. Joe Biden would be 80 by the time he runs. And how do you handle that? In other words, do you say that you actually, in terms of being a candidate for a four-year term somewhere, or being a candidate like Charles Grassley, who's 88 right now, Senate terms are 6 years, so would you have to be 74 or below to run for U.S. Senate? And the other aspect about this is that it would be almost impossible to envision adding this kind of limitation through the vote of any legislature, which is going to be very well stocked with older people who aren't going to want to put themselves out of business or somehow express some kind of disrespect to them simply because they're old. He suggests, Jack Holmes, that this has not been a problem for other professions. He says the FAA mandates that pilots retire at 65. Their colleagues in air traffic control are out at 56. Though they can get exceptions to work until they're 61. Most police departments show employees the door in their 60s. At white shoe law firms, partners are often promoted to the exit sign by age 68. Foreign Service employees at the State Department are out officially at 65. Mandatory retirements are mostly verboten in the United States, but there are some professions with intense physical and mental demands that require such high-stakes decision-making and mental acuity that we've decided they're just different. And then again, he brings up, and this creates another situation, the situation of we have minimum ages. How did that happen? Because, again, if you're assuming that an electoral system is going to allow people to choose the best candidates for any position, like being a member of the House of Representatives, you only have to be 25. That's didn't protect us against Madison Cawthorn, who was 26, but he took care of disqualifying himself and, of course, got voted down in a Republican primary, which is a good thing all around. But today, when you have people who, it is not unknown for people to graduate even from law school, let alone being an undergraduate, age 21 or even age 20, should someone like that have the eligibility to run and give the people their choice? Is that entirely ridiculous? The only aspect of this that is ridiculous is the prospect of getting it passed, because I do believe it has to do with the same idea. There are constitutional problems with term limits, and with age limits, it would probably require some kind of constitutional amendment or constitutional alteration, because the minimum age for being in the U.S. Senate, of being 30, of being president, being 35, that's all in the Constitution. And if you're going to change that, I don't think a congressional law would be enough. The Supreme Court has ruled out term limits imposed by specific states, because if the Constitution says anybody can serve without limitation, then they are basically saying you can't allow one state to change the Constitution for everybody. An email came in from Ian in Seattle, and he says, very pertinent to one of the topics that the House of Representatives is dealing with today, he said, I want to know, will Republicans, capital letters, repeal biracial marriages? Okay, Ian, you want to know? I can tell you, absolutely not. There are too many biracial marriages among Republicans. I'll give you one example. Mitch McConnell, we just mentioned. He's married to Elaine Chao, a former Secretary of Transportation, I believe it was, for President Trump. And Elaine Chao, born in China. And Mitch McConnell, not, born in Kentucky somewhere. But, okay, I can tell you absolutely Republicans will not repeal biracial marriages. As a black Hispanic mixed Republican, I hate having to try and defend these ideas. I fought in the military, thank you, not to defend our country, but our basic freedoms. Shouldn't marriage be protected? I know currently people are up in arms about the same-sex marriages, but if that somehow gets repealed, which would be awful, will they come after us next? I think he means biracial marriages or multiracial marriages, because so many Americans have mixed heritage. Absolutely not. We have moved on from that. I have heard no one even whisper about changing our constitutional understanding to permit laws against marrying across race lines. That is a matter of individual freedom and choice, well established and almost universally accepted. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings today as temperatures soar into the triple digits across the United States. Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. will all roast in the 90s. Meantime, daily record highs are expected in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The United States is sending more rocket launchers to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday said they'll be needed because Russia is keeping up its relentless shelling. He called it a cruel tactic that harkens back to the horrors of World War I. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is isolating and working from the White House residence after getting a positive COVID diagnosis. Jean-Pierre adding that Biden is feeling fine with a little dry cough and a runny nose. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some more background for Ian, who had written in from Seattle, who is of a mixed race, he says, black and Hispanic, and is worried that they are going to come after interracial marriages. And the main reason that people won't is that there is no way that we would get into a situation where, particularly on an issue like that, that people would take away the democratic ability for the populace to choose. The Gallup poll had a piece on this issue that came out last year, 2021. And in 1958 was the first time they asked the question, do you approve of interracial marriage? Do you approve specifically, they asked, about marriage between black people and white people? And how many people approved of that in 1958? That was before the Loving decision, which came 9 years later, that actually created a constitutional right to marry across race lines. It declared unconstitutional any of the anti-miscegenation laws. And by the way, that, it seems to me, if you read the decision, it's very not wrongly decided. It's very clearly argued and based upon equal protection of the laws that is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. In any event, in 1958, 4% of Americans. That's right. Let that sink in for a moment. 4% actually approved of black-white intermarriage. Many black people disapproved of black-white intermarriage in 1958. The racial gap in approval of interracial marriage by now, however, has nearly closed. And what it turned out is that the
that generally in America today, 94% of all Americans say they approve of black-white intermarriage. And there are very few gaps in age or region or race. Basically, it's widely, widely approved. Let us go quickly to your calls to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, thanks, Michael. I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, that January sick thing is about to, go on tonight. And I think that Pence happens to be the movie star in it. And you remind me of your book. Damn, what's the name of that book? About
God's Hand on America?
Yeah, yeah. God's Divine. Divine. Say something about divine.
Right. It's the subtitle is Divine Providence in the Modern Era.
Exactly. And you know exactly why I'm saying that, too, because he saved the nation. And but the main reason I'm calling is because you was talking about McConnell. I believe that man is going to retire real, real soon. And the reason I say that is because apparently his whole life he's been waiting for this Supreme Court decision. In fact, I believe that Pence was elected to be Donald Trump's vice president because of the same reason for this Supreme Court decision. So he's a good man. I like him. I respect him. He stood against Trump, and but I believe he's going to be retiring very, very soon.
Well, Mitch McConnell, yeah. Well, look, one of the things that is crazy right now, and there are a number of things that are crazy in our politics, 3 days after Trump beat his second impeachment, and remember, the second impeachment trial didn't end until after Trump had left office. It ended in the end of February. And one of the reasons that Mitch McConnell voted against removing Donald Trump from office is because he didn't think it was appropriate constitutionally to have a case of impeachment against somebody who had already left the presidency, since the whole point is to take somebody away from the presidency. And the one thing that impeachment would have done is it would have prevented Trump from running, not just as a matter of popularity, but that's part of what impeachment means. If you get removed from office, you can't hold public office again. And right after that, and where McConnell actually was one of the key votes, there were 57 senators out of the 100 senators who voted to remove Trump from office, including all the Democrats and 7 Republicans. If Mitch McConnell had, as many people expected, voted to remove Donald Trump from office, that would have been 58 senators, and they would have needed just 9 more. And that's not inconceivable. There would have been 43 left to sort from. In any event, the point that President Trump denounced Mitch McConnell and said he had to be removed as a Republican leader in the Senate, and did that right after the impeachment vote, which was after the January 6th situation, which was after Trump had lost the 2 Senate seats in Georgia. But what you're saying about Mike Pence, and Sid, thank you for your call as always. Mike Pence is getting some pretty good news coverage right now, because he was praised by House Republicans yesterday. And this is somewhat unexpected, and it can't make Donald Trump particularly happy, given some of the details we've heard about his relationship with Mike Pence that have come out very recently. The Pence was speaking to the Congressional Study Group, and The House Republicans praised the former vice president during their Wednesday meeting on Capitol Hill, lauding him for his courage and handling of certifying the 2020 election results on January 6th. That's what a number of sources told Axios. Why it matters? Well, because the meeting of the Republican Study Committee, the largest block of House conservatives, puts many GOP members at odds with former President Trump, who has consistently attacked Pence for defying him on January 6th by refusing to even attempt to overturn the presidential election. The truth of the matter is the entire context needs to be clear on that. There's no way that Vice President Pence could have overturned the election. He actually wrote a very good, smart, legal memo on that that he gave to President Trump and gave to the public before the meeting on January 6th. Pence's visit comes as the former VP is ramping up travel ahead of his likely 2024 presidential campaign. Both Trump and Pence will host rallies in Arizona tomorrow for two rival candidates in the GOP gubernatorial primary, one candidate very well qualified and excellent, and the other candidate, an inhabitant of Cloud Cuckoo Land. Her name is Carrie Lake, and she's involved with the whole conspiracy theory that believes that Trump actually won the election, which is poison for Republicans and Republican candidates. It should be obvious. Pence is also slated to deliver a policy speech in D.C. on July 25th, the day before Trump returns to the Capitol for the first time since his presidency ended, to headline an event. He's headlining an event for who? For whom? Well, who do you think it is? We'll tell you coming up on The Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, you have a rare opportunity, you do, to participate virtually. You won't be there in person, but you can connect online. It is an event that is taking place in several places around the world, in Jerusalem, New York, San Francisco, London, and Abu Dhabi. This is a food summit for our crowd. And you can sign up for it and participate in it. It is taking place Monday, this coming Monday, at a New York time. It is 11 a.m., so 8 a.m. Pacific time. And there will be a number of corporate executives and food scientists, and the background is that that with the climate change reshaping all of our expectations on planet Earth literally from the ground up, sustainability has become mankind's most important goal. Nowhere is this more crucial than with our food supplies, which are dwindling and unable to feed the rapidly growing population. Okay, what kind of people will you be listening to? There are five different corporate heads, corporate scientists. One of them works for a company called Ripple, which has nothing to do with the inexpensive wine. But Ripple offers plant-based milk, ice cream, and desserts that taste like real cow's milk, but with much more protein, much less fat, and much less sugar than other substitutes, fueled by proprietary Riptine technology. They have another squeezed orange juice product with less sugar, which is selectively removed using a proprietary physical process, and many other companies. There's a company called Dole Sunshine Company. Dr. Lara Ramden is going to be speaking for them. They'll all be talking about these startups, which could change the entire perspective in terms of the foods that are offered and that you buy. There's no charge. And this is free to get the information to you. What you do is you go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for our crowd, and you can then participate in this conference, which is Monday morning, Investing in Food Tech, Making Tomorrow's Meals. Go to it at our crowd on michaelmedved.com. The Mike Pence story is huge because generally when people are talking about handicapping the presidential race, the questions they ask of will Trump run or not, will DeSantis run or not, will DeSantis be able to stand up against Trump, I think that the reception that Mike Pence just received from a lot of people who are identified as very close to Trump, that is an indication that Mike Pence could end up being a very, very serious contender for the presidency. And especially with the credit that was given to him, and I think very justly, by the January 6th committee. They're going to be, both Trump and Pence are going to be hosting rallies tomorrow. Let's see how Pence's rally looks like, if it looks like it has any kind of enthusiasm. During the meeting where Trump was speaking to the Republican study group, he was actually interrupted by Representative Chip Roy, who was one of the most conservative members of Congress. He's a representative from Texas. He stood up during the meeting and said to Pence, "I just want to say thank you for defending our Constitution. I'm happy to shout it from Mar-a-Lago to Bedminster, but I just want you to know how grateful we are." Other members clapped. After Roy finished speaking, one of the people in the room said, "Pence is a former chair of this group of the Republican Study Committee, and he came to Capitol Hill to present his freedom agenda, which lays out his recommendations for Republicans if they do take back the majority next year. Pence told the room that presenting an agenda, a positive agenda of change, will galvanize their supporters and provide Republicans with a real mandate that they can use. And detailing his agenda, a copy of which his team handed out to members that hasn't been published yet, Pence specifically emphasized American values, restoring the economy, the 2017 Trump tax cuts, energy independence, and muscular foreign policy. Andy Barr, a representative from Kentucky, said, "It's outstanding. It really meets the moment. It's perfect. He's always been an advocate for House Republicans, an advocate for the Republican Study Committee." He was a member of the House and in the House leadership before he became governor of Indiana and vice president. Then Andy Barr from Kentucky said, "The vice president is a real moral force in our party. He's a real, true leader, and he's earned the respect of Republicans and other Americans all over this country." Pence was invited to speak to the RSC, the Republican Study Committee, by Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, an outspoken Trump supporter. Pence was originally scheduled to meet with the RSC in June, but the event was postponed to July. Could that be because in June they were talking about Pence so intensely with members of his staff at the January 6th hearings? The RSC has met twice with Trump, once at the border and once at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Other potential 2024 presidential candidates who have met with the Republican Study Committee: Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, Senator Rick Scott of Florida. Neither of them, do I think, are actually going to end up making a run, but they might. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who just has made a public statement that seems to be wiggling her out of something she had said before, that she wouldn't run if Trump ran. Now, that's not so sure. A former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a frequent guest on this show, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, also a guest of this show. This is all I'm fairly extraordinary. When you put this together with other headlines that are even adjacent to what I'm just sharing with you, the new polls show Trump losing ground to DeSantis in potential 2024 matchup. And new public polling from Michigan shows Republican voters increasingly willing to look at a conservative alternative to Donald Trump, even as they continue to view the 45th president favorably. The idea of Trump's age and the baggage that he is carrying along with him. And this is a fascinating aspect of talking about this Trump-Pence split just at the moment. How would this work out in a potential race that Mike Pence could actually win? I will tell you, assume that Ron DeSantis actually decides that he will run. DeSantis is much more likely to attract votes away from Trump than he is taking votes away from Pence. In other words, if initially this is a challenge, a fight between Mike Pence and Donald Trump, and it's just the two of them, I'm not sure that Mike Pence wins. I'm not sure that he loses, but that's very different than if Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are dueling for people who might be called the Trumpy wing of the party, and Mike Pence is appealing to the rest. And there is a rest. Even some of the polling that was recently done here in the state of Washington shows that even though there are one-third of Washington Republicans who think that Trump actually won the election, that means there are two-thirds who know better. And that, it seems to me, is precisely the bulk of the people in the party that Mike Pence could rally and appeal to. Okay, there's a MAGA rioter who complains that it's not fair that Googling her name always brings up her links to January 6th. Really? We'll also talk about the Democrats belatedly discovering the crime issue and moving away from defund the police. Thank goodness. We will get to that and to more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net, that's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.